My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon, the home for MLS in Atlanta, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios as Atlanta United falls 1-0 to the Chicago Fire, but as Mike and Jason said, as they were wrapping up, a really hard-fought effort. And quite honestly, I know it's tough to try and draw some positives from what is another loss on the season, but that was an inspired performance, one of the better efforts of the season. And again, you get 3 points against Philadelphia, and we know what Philadelphia has generally been and looks to be this season, but certainly a good performance there right out the gates. It looked like Atlanta United certainly had a strong first 10, 12 minutes. The goal from Haile Selassie changes things, no doubt about it. I would say probably a little lucky to keep it 1-0. A couple of balls hit the crossbar or hit the post, and ultimately not able to find the finishing product in the attacking end, which is continually a problem in this one. But there are some positives to draw away from it, and so we'll see if Atlanta United can gain momentum from a loss, as weird as that actually sounds, and try and build off of this showing. But again, tough, because it's been a rough season. There's no doubt about it, and results are starting to stack up against you. But for once, you started maybe to feel the performance was on the front foot a little bit more, especially early on in that game, and then once again late in the stages as you were really pushing to find a point and almost found one there at the end. Man of the match coming your way in just a moment, but before we do that, we want to look at the statistics. Possession was in Atlanta's favor, 54% to 46%. Shots overall, 20 to 18 for Atlanta United. Shots on goal, 6 to 3 for Atlanta United. The XG edge to Chicago, 1.9. I saw it two different places, 1.3 and 1.5 for Atlanta United. So that's where you stand on the statistics. The man of the match is going to be given to Anaya Mihai. This is a guy along the back line who paired with Theon Gregersen and showed some fight, showed some courage, showed some leadership out there as Atlanta United came close but ultimately fell on the road to a very good Chicago Fire team. And that's part of the other aspect of this is we saw Chicago take out Nashville a week ago, I think by the same score, 1-0. And so 13th minute, they score in this one. Atlanta United unable to answer, although they did try and find a couple of responses, but it just wasn't to be had for Atlanta United today. So unfortunately, they now have two straight losses, a week ago to Columbus, and then again tonight. They are 1-4-1, or 1-3-1 in their last five, 1-5-1 overall on the season. So, look, it's tough. And we all want to climb the standings, try and steer away from a wooden spoon. I think we all understand that. But this did feel like a positive performance. It did feel like there are some things you could take away, some things you can build on. And honestly, it was nice to see a team generally more competitive. It was nice to see a team that responded after going down 1-0 as opposed to just giving up. It was nice to see a team that had a little bit of fight. And again, ultimately, you got to get results. We all understand that. But this is a game that once you go down 1-0 in the 13th, after really getting the better of it for 10, 11 minutes, there is sometimes that just complete drop-off, even that early, where you're like, I can't believe we played this well and find ourselves trailing once again. What's the point? But that wasn't how the mindset was for Atlanta United. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear the highlights brought to you by Scana. We'll also continue breaking down the performance and look at a couple of individual performances for Atlanta as well. This is the Full-Time Report. It's Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Back to the Full-Time Report.
Full time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United going to be taking a step away from MLS action as they're going to play a midweek game in U.S. Open Cup. So look forward to bringing that one to you on Wednesday evening right here on Sports Radio 92.9 to game, the game. Chance to hear the highlights. They're brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Atlanta United, I thought they absolutely played a better 10 minutes to start the game, really, than we've seen the majority of this season, but certainly better than we saw from the Chicago Fire. But ultimately, it was Chicago who finds a way to put one in the back of the net, this one in just the 13th minute from Haile Selassie.
Now it's fired ahead by Davila to Barroso, pass to Zinkernagel, who cuts past one man, centering pass to Bamba, traps in the penalty spot, shot, score. Haile Selassie, completely against the run of play, gives Chicago the 1-0 lead.
And so there you have it. Again, I thought Atlanta United was a better squad, but they get behind. They got behind. And that's not where you want to be, unfortunately, especially for a team like Atlanta United that has had trouble scoring over the course of this season. You're missing your leading goal scorer in Alexei Moranchuk. He was scratched earlier due to a muscle injury, and they're just trying to play it a little bit cautious with some match compression coming forward. And so for a team that has problems scoring up against a Chicago Fire team that is second in the Eastern Conference in goals conceded and now trailing 1-0, it is a tall task. And look, both teams had opportunities over the course of this game. Both teams hit the crossbar or the post a couple of times. But ultimately, you go all the way deep into stoppage time, and with one of the final kicks to the game, Atlanta United almost finds a goal.
Oyo's playing the long diagonal down the left wing for Amador. Amador wins the aerial, heads it down to Togashi, left side of the 18. Drop back to Amador. Swung to the back post. Gregerson can't get there. And then Brennan passes to Amador. Shot blocked. Rebound loose in the box. And cleared by Chicago out to Shukaluk. They clear it and they blow for full time.
Brady saved the game for Chicago on the goal line. Atlanta almost stole a point.
Ultimately, they didn't, though, and it ends 1-0. Chris Brady, you got to give him some kudos there. It's easy to kind of fall asleep that deep into stoppage time when it feels like the game might be had. But on his mark there, he was able to secure the clean sheet, another one for him. And again, this is a Chicago team that has only conceded 5 goals over the course of the season. So they're one of the best in MLS in the Eastern Conference at preventing teams from scoring. You mix that with Atlanta United, who, again, built some chances up, including that Togashi spot there at the end, but ultimately just couldn't find it in the final third. But you did see a little bit of danger. You did see some connection there, and you saw a threat. And that was something we talked about in the pregame show, in the Five Stripes countdown. It's just a matter of, like, make teams respect you and make them play defense against you so that they're not so high up the field, so that they can't counter, so they're not able to press and prevent you from building into anything. And you saw a little bit better at Atlanta United. Again, I thought the first 10 minutes, I almost was like, I can't believe they haven't scored yet. Like, they were in the box. They were creating. There was corner after corner. Sabo was dangerous in his matchup with Andrew Gutman. But ultimately, they just could not find a goal. And once you go down 1-0, then you start to get a little bit of deja vu. But again, we talked about this also in the pregame show. I thought the response after going down 1-0 was strong enough. They had chances. Chicago had chances. This could have been 2-0. It could have been 3-0. Atlanta found ways with a little bit of luck to, and quite honestly, a missed sitter here or there, to keep it a one-goal game. That gave you a chance to find a way back into it at the end, but ultimately you just couldn't ripple the back of the net. So you do fall 1-0, but it is, I would say, as good as you can get in terms of a positive momentum in a loss. That's what you had for Atlanta United. Now the next step is positive momentum in a win, and it's going to be tough. Now, you do have Chattanooga in the midweek, but your next MLS game is against Nashville, the class of the Eastern Conference. That is going to be a really, really difficult game, even as you return home to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. All right, when we come back, we'll continue to talk about the action today from Soldier Field. We'll also take a quick look around some of the other MLS action as we continue here on the Full-Time Report. It's Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with more Full Time Report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Full Time Report. Abe Gordon here hanging out with you in the aftermath of a 1-0 defeat for Atlanta United there at Soldier Field to the Chicago Fire. I want to read to you the words of John Nelson, our friend at Soccer Down here, normally joins me for the post game show here, the Full Time Report at home games. But here's his thought, his general conclusion, as he posted just a couple minutes ago on soccerdownhere.net. Conclusion, and this is reading directly from the column: the effort given by United was one of the best over a full 90 minutes this season. At the end of the night, the only element missing was the equalizer in a one-goal loss. Atlanta outplayed Chicago on the whole in the second half. Still returned to Mercedes-Benz Stadium without any points to show for it. And it's just echoing what we've been discussing here. This was an improved performance, a better performance, but you still have the one main issue. And it's the issue that is holding this team back and quite frankly has held this team back for a number of seasons. And you just don't get enough goals. And we've talked about it for 2 years now and really longer than that. Your XG, the actual G, they don't line up. And this has been a problem really since, if we want to go all the way back to Joseph, There's just not an alpha goal scorer on this roster, at least not one that has presented themselves just yet. And that is going to continue to be a problem until you figure that out. We talked about it. Can you make a defense respect you? Can you find ways to be dangerous? And I thought they were. I think he had four corners in the first 8 minutes. There were a couple of moments. Saba put one back across the face of goal when Brady misplayed one. And the header hit the outside of the left post and went out of bounds harmlessly for a goal kick there. And that was a moment where it was just like, man, that's a chance. It's a legitimate chance. And great job by Saba for playing it into a dangerous spot. But you've got to finish those chances. And we hear the players. We hear Tata Martino talk about it. You have got to be clinical. And when you have those chances, you have got to be valuable in those moments. And Atlanta United continues to operate in a world in which they not only don't create enough chances, they don't finish the chances they do create. Now, tonight, I do think they did create a fair amount of chances. But again, the end of the day, the story's still the same. They scored zero goals in a loss. And it's just, and I don't have to be a genius to say it's tough to win games when you don't score any goals. Yeah, a point would be nice, but 3 points would be better, and you're just never going to find three if you can't put one home at some point. So got to be efficient, got to be clinical. This is a team that does not create a lot of chances traditionally. And even though today was a strong effort, ultimately the result is the same. You can't find the back of the net, and that is going to continue as you turn the page in your next MLS match to Nashville back at home. But, of course, you got the U.S. Open Cup midweek coming your way against Chattanooga. And that's going to be interesting because it'll be fascinating to see what sort of lineup you kind of put out there. I know my preference and probably what Tata Martino is going to roll through are not the same. But we'll have to wait till Wednesday to figure all that out. You certainly want to put whatever first-rate lineup you can there against Nashville as well. And Nashville's coming off a win tonight, by the way. They beat Charlotte on the road in Charlotte. So much for that fortress. But they do take out Charlotte 2-1 in that game. And so they have recovered from their loss last week to Chicago. And they are going to continue to be pacing the Eastern Conference, and you're going to have to deal with that back home next week. So that's what's going on for Atlanta United. When we come back, we'll look at the full scoreboard for MLS action today. There are two games still in action right now, plus one coming your way tomorrow. But we'll reset what happened tonight in MLS as we continue. This is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's Abe Gordon here on the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United, an improved effort, but unable to change the result. It is 1-0 in a loss to the Chicago Fire. And I would say, just from my perspective, the good news is I thought this team fought. I thought they played better. I thought they responded, certainly in a way they did not a week ago against the Columbus Crew. But ultimately, the end of the day, you're going to be judged by results and points and goals, and they got none of any of those three. So it is a 1-0 defeat for Atlanta United. The franchise, Atlanta United, would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they'll donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. Atlanta, of course, not the only game tonight across MLS. A couple of notable results throughout the evening. LAFC, who had been atop the Western Conference, they went on the road today, but they fell to Portland Timbers earlier in action 2-1. And then how about Philadelphia, who had been the bottom of the table? They go on the road to Montreal and win 2-1 as well. We already mentioned Nashville on the road. They get a 2-1 victory over Charlotte FC in that game. And, of course, Nashville, the next MLS opponent for Atlanta United. There is a midweek U.S. Open Cup game for Atlanta United on the road first. Inter Miami and the New York Red Bulls played to a 2-2 draw. Two of the top teams, one in each conference, New York City, NYCFC, and Vancouver, the Whitecaps. Vancouver at home beats NYCFC 2-0 in that one. That one at BC Place. And then a couple of games in action right now. Colorado all over Houston at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. They are up 4-1 as you near the final minutes of that one. You're getting close to stoppage time there. And Minnesota United and San Diego are tied 1-1 at Snapdragon Stadium. So that's a quick glance. Not all of the games, but the majority of the action, the notable results certainly across MLS tonight. So how do we feel about a 1-0 defeat in which the end result is still no goals for Atlanta United, but felt like some building blocks? Felt, at least for the night, like there was some fight. And certainly I thought you were able to get the better of Chicago. And the next step now, and again, this is such a simple suggestion, maybe Tata should try it with a team, right? Score the goal when you start dominating play. And that's really the tough aspect of this, is you do feel good about 10 minutes in, 12 minutes in, your opportunities to take the lead. Again, a bunch of corners, maybe four in the first 8 minutes, and you had the better run. But ultimately, that is not going to make a difference in the game if you can't punish teams when you're in their attack, when you're in their box. And so that's not what happened for Atlanta United. Then you flip the switch, and Chicago finds a goal in their opportunities, and now Atlanta United's in real trouble. They go down 1-0. They respond. They fight, but ultimately couldn't find the back of the net. And so how do you reconcile with a better effort, a little bit more even? You don't feel like you were outmatched, outmanned, but ultimately the result is the same. You were held scoreless. So that's the next challenge, is find ways to score so that when you have the better run of play, you could actually make teams pay. All right, when we come back, one final segment here. We'll get you set up for U.S. Open Cup action. It's the round of 32. Atlanta United headed a little bit north to Chattanooga. Maybe you're going there as well. We'll talk about it next. It's Abe Gordon on the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Report.
Full-time. Full-time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta United falls on the road. Soldier Field 1-0 to the Chicago Fire. And up next, it is a multi-match week. Of course, next weekend against Nashville at home, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But before that, on Wednesday, the round of 32, the MLS teams enter the U.S. Open Cup. A total of 16 games in U.S. Open Cup action between Tuesday and Wednesday. Atlanta United playing on Wednesday on the road at Chattanooga. There's also a couple of CONCACAF Champions Cup games involving MLS squads over the course of Tuesday and Wednesday. So a number of teams in action. Nashville also in action. They're in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, so they're going to be playing a really important game against Club America on Tuesday, Atlanta United on Wednesday, seeing if they can advance into the quarterfinals there. I think round of 16, then the quarterfinals. I can't do math. Whatever it is. But round of 32, MLS teams involved. And so we'll see what type of lineup Tata Martino will choose. He'll be returning to the sideline after serving his red card suspension in the game today. That's going to do it here for the full-time report. Again, join us on Wednesday, April 15th at 6:30 for our next broadcast. Atlanta United going to take on Chattanooga in U.S. Open Cup action. Finley Stadium. Let's see if we can get a bunch of five stripes up there to cheer on the squad as they look to advance in the tournament. Special thanks to Dom Chirosky, our producer in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, as always, safe travels back here home. To Madison Cruz, who joined me of Soccer Down Here on the Five Stripes Countdown, I am Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 0, Chicago Fire, the lone goal tally in this one. They win 1-0 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.